Today, President Biden declared the powers that only a dictator would have. Remember, even if you think he was really elected in 2020, Hitler was also elected in 1933 and then instituted dictatorial powers. And the rest was history.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans.
Thursday, September 9th, 2021, a day that America reached a critical crossroads. The day America has to ask itself, are we a free country? Or are we under United Nations corporate fascist control? We're going to debunk puppet President Joe Biden's 20-minute speech and play some of these incredibly authoritarian clips in a moment. But the most important thing, in my view, to do is to pull back to the 35,000-foot view and realize that this is a planetary, globalist, New World Order takeover in their own words. This is a corporate UN Communist China-backed system on record that is setting the U.S. government up to carry out actions that are totally unconstitutional that will cause incredible division and destroy our economy. Just a few months ago, the CDC announced that it controlled all rents in America and was going to forgive rents forever. That was to bankrupt the small renter market and have big banks come in and buy it all up. Another predatory move to undermine and collapse the country. And the Supreme Court finally came out and said, no, you've been doing it for over a year. You've got to stop. We're not communist China or Cuba. So now these new things he's announced, total control over businesses, coming into the states and blocking governors, telling schools they can't close or telling cities they can't have new lockdowns. This is unconstitutional. What do we even have states for as a check and balance against an out-of-control federal government? The Washington Post is running headlines about archaic states, and it's now time to get rid of them. Again, because if your foreign corporations involved in a hostile takeover of a nation state, it's hard to buy off all the governors and all the mayors. But it is easy to get control of a puppet president, especially if you installed it. And now what Biden is doing with OSHA, claiming that it's in control of 80 million workers and hundreds of thousands of businesses, is absolutely illegal, and we must legally and lawfully resist it. This is, again, a corporate power grab through the federal government. This is the New World Order. And that's what Klaus Schwab and the Davos Group's Great Reset is all about. Corporate warfare against the nation state and against the individual who vertically integrate and consolidate control. Even on Klaus Schwab's own Wikipedia, they quote him bragging about capturing countries and removing the power of the people to even engage in the democratic process. We are going where Australia, the European Union, Canada are today. An absolute total medical tyranny with a UN-approved world ID on your phone that has your entire medical history, and in the near future will have your carbon output history, not just tracking everywhere you go, but telling you where you're allowed to go and what you're allowed to do. This has all been announced at the United Nations level. This is all of our nightmare collective future if we don't stand up and say no. They're using racial division. They're using economic division. They are using class warfare. And now they're using the announcement of forced inoculations to have a job in this country to create a pressure cooker effect that leads to violence, destabilization, and collapse.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
It came out in IMF and World Bank documents in 2002 that were leaked to Greg Palast and the BBC, that they would carry out similar operations to this in other countries to make both political sides clash with each other and destabilize the nation. Once it collapsed, the big central banks owned by private individuals would move in and take over the nation.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite America having unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot.
That's Biden's first big lie in his speech, that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But I have the statistics right here from the U.S., from the CDC. I have statistics from the United Nations, from Israel, and from countless other countries, where the nations with the highest inoculation rate have the highest death rate and the highest hospitalization rate, up to 10 times higher in Israel than, say, in Palestine, which is unvaccinated with this Franken shot, or in Sweden. And why is that? Because they didn't put a wide spectrum of cold viruses into the so-called vaccine. They put one spike protein in. So it took out a wide swath of viruses, but then gave rise to the Delta variant that is 1,000 times more infectious and is now killing people. So they knew when they did this from previous studies that had been done with similar injections that it would actually cause this. So now they can sit back and watch the death and the carnage way, way worse than it was last year and say that it's the uninjected, the unvaccinated that have done it. When in truth, all the graphs, all the statistics, and the majority of mainline scientists say it is absolutely clear that the Delta variant was created by the inoculation for COVID-19 around the world.
The Department of Labor will require employers with 100 or more workers to give those workers paid time off to get vaccinated. No one should lose pay in order to get vaccinated or take a loved one to get vaccinated. Today, in total, the vaccine requirements in my plan will affect about 100 million Americans, two-thirds of all workers.
And even before Trump was removed from office via fraud, what did we see happen? We saw the media and the government, the Justice Department, going after people that talked about hydroxychloroquine, or then things like ivermectin, or vitamin C, or vitamin D, or zinc. They didn't want people having therapeutics, even though all the studies showed that those things were essential. But let's set that aside in the interest of not having a debate about it and look at something that no one is debating, Regeneron. Two different types of monoclonal antibodies from a company around since 1988 that doesn't have liability protection like the big vaccine makers and who is the most profitable company for its size per capita in the big pharma system, because they produced some amazing quality, high-tested things. Their system, when given to people early, has a 98%+ success rate. Trump took it last year. Governor Abbott took it this year. A lot of my crew that got the Delta variant were very sick, took it, and within 5 to 10 hours, they were all completely better. 500 million doses have been made by the federal government. Trump put the order in before he was removed from office, and they have those doses. All it takes is one dose. That's more people than are in the U.S. That's 150+ million extra doses. And now Biden has set up a board that is denying the unvaccinated Regeneron in red states like Texas and Florida. This is criminal level activity. This is bureaucrats literally going after people's lives. You see the talking point from Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern and others. Oh, F those people that aren't vaccinated. Don't give them health care when they have a heart attack. If somebody comes into the hospital and is sick, they're not injected, don't give them health care. That is literally a 100% violation of the Nuremberg Code, where you can't bully or intimidate people to make them take an experimental shot. And that leads us to another one of Biden's gigantic lies, that the COVID-19 injections of Pfizer and other systems are supposedly approved by the FDA.
Many said they were waiting for approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Well, last month, the FDA granted that approval. So the time for waiting is over.
The FDA simply said we're going to reauthorize it as emergency use and claim that it is cleared. That's why the two head scientists over the vaccine program at the FDA quit a week and a half ago, because they said Biden was going to be making this announcement and lying and saying that it was an approved vaccine when it wasn't. Again, you're being gaslit. You're being lied to.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient.
Look at the facts for yourself. We're told to trust the science. The CDC counts people who died within 14 days of the jab as unvaccinated. When you add those numbers in, it's clear that the vaccinated are dying at a higher percentage rate than the unvaccinated. But then we've got the really hardcore proof that Biden and his big pharma controllers hope you don't see. The story is the same in more than 30 highly vaccinated countries for COVID-19. And Israel is the most startling example, along with Singapore and Gibraltar. With over 90% of the population injected, they have a over 10-fold hospitalization and death rate per capita than Sweden, and to the Palestinians that are right next door to them that do not trust the UN or Israel and have not taken the shots. This flies completely in the face of everything Joe Biden has said, but it gets worse. If you go and look at what type of virus people are infected with in Israel, in Singapore, in Gibraltar, and in places like the UK that are highly injected, it's 99% the Delta variant, which again mutated out of the vaccine, knocking out most of the wild viruses and COVID-19, then mutating COVID-19 to create a super virus 1,000 times more communicable. So for all of you out there, 6 months ago saying, hey, it's just businesses mandating it. It'll never be the government mandating it. You have to understand, globalism is about corporate fascism. It's about the big Fortune 100 controlling governments. That's how they're able to globally do this. This is the New World Order, corporate rule, and the power to put in our bodies what they want, when they want.
And for other sectors, I issue this appeal to those of you running large entertainment venues, from sports arenas, concert venues, to movie theaters, please require folks to get vaccinated or show a negative test as a condition of entry.
So when Biden comes out and says, I want all the sports stadiums and all of the concert venues to make sure everyone coming in has been injected, what he's really saying is he wants the world medical ID vaccine passport that Klaus Schwab and the UN and others have demanded. Because on the back of that, they create the cashless society and a system that doesn't just track you, as I said earlier, but a system that tells you where you can go and what you can do, and that also taxes you at the same time.
Already, I've announced, we'll be requiring vaccinations at all nursing home workers who treat patients on Medicare and Medicaid, because I have that federal authority. Tonight, I'm using that same authority to expand that to cover those who work in hospitals, home health care facilities, or other medical facilities. A total of 17 million health care workers. If you're seeking care at a health facility, you should be able to know that the people treating you are vaccinated. Simple, straightforward, period.
Oh, and by the way, did you know the head of the CDC a few months ago testified before Congress and said that only half the CDC has taken this experimental shot? Oh, and the White House, they're not mandating it for White House workers either. And the head of Pfizer said 2 weeks ago on television that he's 50-something years old and healthy, so he doesn't need his own company's injection. So they're mandating for you and I to take something that they themselves won't take. And now he's saying that healthcare workers all need to be inoculated. But it's healthcare workers that have seen the carnage and the illnesses and the deaths, the heart attacks, the strokes, the blood clots that they've now even put as warnings on these injections. So they are frontline workers who are being told to cover up the fact that it's the vaccinated that are dead and dying. And now they're being told to walk the plank and roll the dice and put their own health on the line for an injection that doesn't even protect you, and an injection that actually lowers your immune system and turns your body into a factory of creating mutated deadly viruses.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Biden is threatening Americans and saying that his patience is wearing out and that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But if you look at the Israeli studies and others, natural immunity is 13 to 27 times better than the limited immunity that only lasts a few months from these Franken-shots that have so many deadly side effects. So he's lying to you, just like he lied to you 6 months ago and 2 months ago and a week ago, saying, just take the shot. It's got total protection. You won't get COVID. Well, a real vaccine would keep you from getting a disease. If you take measles, mumps, rubella, you get protection from that. It may have side effects. It may be contaminated. That's been the issue in the past. If you take a tetanus vaccine for 10 years, you're protected. That's the only vaccine I've had is tetanus. It's a real vaccine. Though the UN's been caught painting them sterile in Africa, so you got to watch out. But this isn't a vaccine. It doesn't protect you. But he sits there and gaslights you and lies to you. And that's why his two top regulators over vaccines, the FDA, quit a week and a half ago. But the mainstream media is not reporting on it. And we now even have the mayor of Chicago saying, you must pledge allegiance to the New World Order. We have the national health minister in Australia saying, we're coming to your house with contact tracers. This is a New World Order. We have other world leaders announcing a corporate medical world order run by the United Nations, where doctors and scientists and members of Congress like Rand Paul and former presidents are censored from the internet when they question the policies of the COVID-19 takeover. This is 21st century war. Again, let's recap. He's lying to you and saying these vaccines protect you when they're not even vaccines and they don't. He's lying to you and saying that if you're unvaccinated, you're the one infecting everybody. When all the science is clear, it is the vaccinated that created the new, super dangerous, very communicable Delta strain. This is all being done to divide and conquer our nation and bring in a world ID will track and trace everything you do, a worldwide social credit score. This really is the end of the land of the free, home of the brave, all out of a virus that was cooked up by the former head of the CDC, who later headed up another federal agency, who created this weapon, this system at Wuhan. And now Fauci has been caught. The four-year lawsuits have produced 900 pages of documents where he directed a gain-of-function development of the exact same virus, later known as COVID-19, by combining all these different animal viruses with the HIV delivery system. And then he even told Peter Daszak, the head of the program at Wuhan, prepare a vaccine for what we've created in December of 2019, when we know the virus was actually released. This is a global corporate takeover using a mass scare of a microbe to then get full control of society, shut down small businesses, and declare the general public non-essential. This is eugenics. This is the New World Order. It's in Operation Lockstep, put out 11 years ago by the Rockefellers, that they would take over and set up a UN world government using the fear of a virus. That's how I was able to predict it. And now they're doing it. We must organize. We must get together. We must support small businesses and companies and political leaders and religious leaders that will stand up to this for what it is, a global government great reset takeover designed to collapse the world economy and create a post-industrial system so they can carry out the orderly depopulation of Earth. President Biden is not our president. He is a puppet. He is a front man. And they know he'll take the heat for Afghanistan. He'll take the heat for the world ID and forced inoculations, and then he'll be removed, and they think you'll forget and blame him and not blame the globalist. We must blame Bill Gates. We must blame Dr. Anthony Fauci. We must blame the architects at the Bilderberg Group, Henry Kissinger and his protege, Klaus Schwab, and Ted Turner, and Oprah Winfrey, and the people that head up the global depopulation operation. If we don't recognize this new modern stealthy corporate enemy, we have no future. Our resources will be incrementally cut off. We'll be poisoned with these deadly shots, and we will be exterminated. Hitler made his move. The communists made their move. Other authoritarian systems have made their moves. Tyrants can't help themselves. They always grab for power. And this system, like other systems of corruption, of oppression, and conquest, will fail. The only question is how many millions more have to die? Or will it be billions until humanity wakes up and stands up and realizes it's better to die on your feet than on your knees as a slave?
And you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the new world order and good governance.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order.
I am not happy being vindicated. I am not happy having the entire Rockefeller New World Order UN takeover plan unfolding. I am not happy to see the mayor of Chicago saying you must pledge allegiance to the new world order when she's talking about lockdowns. I am not happy when we see the head health minister in Australia say contact tracers are coming. You can't leave your house ever unless you've had shots of these experimental injections. This is the new world order. I'm not happy about that. I knew it was coming. I tried to stop it. But we're not caught flat-footed. People are really awake around the world, and the globalists are trying to censor and failing because they can't get their agenda through if the people know the truth. And out of all the great resistance out there, Rand Paul and so many others, Roger Stone's out there fighting it. We've got Joe Rogan. We've got all those great people like Tucker Carlson and all of you out there. But out of all the groups and organizations, it is the InfoWars listeners and viewers that are the biggest and most hardcore and most effective. That's why they hate me, because they hate you. So more than ever, tell folks about Band.video. Tell folks about InfoWars.com. Tell them the truth lives there, to not just check it out, but to share it with others and tell them to share it. And that triggers a chain reaction. And then separately, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is about to sell out in the next 3 or 4 days, but despite that, it is 33% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, back in stock, all natural 8 ingredients. Wonderful restful sleep, so good for your immune system as well to get that good sleep. It is 50% off, and we have the super concentrated Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, back in stock. 50% off and a lot more. So this sale, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, runs through Monday. The new sale throughout the week is the Knockout and the Ultra 12. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.